Friday morning was a busy one for Prince George RCMP as they investigate a crash involving an ambulance and a structure fire. Shortly after midnight on Friday, September 5, officers became aware of a crash between an ambulance and a pickup truck at the intersection of 15th Avenue and Kearney Street. Our initial investigation shows the emergency health services crew was traveling through the intersection when it was struck by the pickup truck, said Prince George RCMP Media Relations Officer Corporal Jennifer Cooper. The occupants of the truck did not remain at the scene of the incident. As of 9:30 a.m., the intersection remains closed as officers continue to investigate. It will remain closed for a significant period today, states an RCMP press release. The occupants of the ambulance were taken to the hospital for treatment of their injuries. Paramedics attended the scene for nearly 3 hours. Police officers are seeking any information on who may have been in the truck and are asking anyone with information to contact the Prince George RCMP non-emergency line, added Cooper. Anyone with dash camera footage, cell phone video or video surveillance, or if they witnessed the incident and have not yet spoken with police are asked to call the non-emergency line at 250-561-3300. Additionally, Mounties are also investigating a fire at Crossroad Brewing located at 508 George Street. The fire was called in around 3 a.m. Officers have stepped in to help Prince George Fire Rescue Services who are extinguishing the fire. The investigation is still in its early stages, said Prince George RCMP Media Relations Officer CST. Jenna Moore. We ask the public to stay clear of the 500 block of George Street to allow first responders room to work safely. The cause of the fire is unknown at this time. Officers have closed Queensway at 5th Avenue due to poor visibility and are asking the public to stay out of the downtown core due to toxic smoke. Currently, we are looking to see if anyone in the neighborhood has any video surveillance, cell phone video or dash camera video that would have captured movement outside the business or give any indication as to how or where the fire started, added Moore. Any information to help advance this investigation would be appreciated.